we now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You're listening to the voice of, well, me, Alex Jones. I'm an extremist. I love freedom. I hate tyrants and bullies. And I believe that you should be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Again, I admit it. I'm an extremist. And here's another extremist. His name's Gerald Celente. This is part of this marathon airing of an hour-plus interview I did on InfoWars Nightly News that we're now transmitting to you, broadcasting to you worldwide over the radio via GCNlive.com. As you said a year ago, or it was over a year ago, you said the first great war of the 21st century, that's where this leads. And so once they pumped everything up, posed as saviors, stolen the money that they claimed was to get the economy going, they'll just have a whole bunch of giant wars and some terror attacks and start having TSA grope our wives and children on the side of the highway, and we'll all bow and fetch to them for keeping us safe, and we just march into pure technocratic slavery. And then now they got cybersecurity executive orders. They admit shut down the web. They're talking about shutting off people that don't like them. And I guess they're going to try to come arrest us, Gerald. I mean, I guess that's it.
Yeah, well, that's why we wrote that. The Spring Trends Journal. All aboard. Next train to Auschwitz. Kiss those calories goodbye. And you know, it wasn't as though the people didn't know what was going on. The people didn't stand up and take action, just like they're not taking it now. You mark my words, Alex. You're going to see El Presidente of Los Estados Unidos. I say that because the joint's turned into a banana republic. Where the cops arrest a little kid in Pennsylvania, yesterday, Philadelphia, a two-year-old kid. 2 years old for peeing on a lamppost? This is what they do in third world nations. They crack down on the little people. So what you're going to see is when El Presidente hits the stage, like he did when he started the Libyan war, with that, you know, gravitas, I'm the commander in chief, and this is why we're doing what we have to do. The yellow ribbons come out, the flags go up, everybody salutes, and then they go to war. They do it all the time, and they're going to do it again. False flag or real. To me, it's in the cards.
And you can see the preparation for collapse of society. What are solutions to counteract this?
Again, I keep saying this. It goes back to the human spirit. It's what you're doing, what I'm doing, with the people that are working with you and me. The people that are listening to you and to me that want to make a positive difference. You know, I'm up here in Kingston, New York. Uptown, they call it. It's a great little place. All the people, virtually, and I say all of the people are in it with each other. Every shop owner here, every restaurant, everyone wants to see everyone doing well. We have farmers markets. We're all trying to help each other. That's where it begins. And we have to break away from these chains. I keep saying it. Begin with breaking the chains. And like I say, if you think Olive Garden's Italian food, you're out of your mind. Go to your local place. I won't go to a Dunkin' Donuts. I go to Hudson Valley Coffee Shop. I won't go and buy anything I don't have to buy in a chain store that I could buy locally. That doesn't mean I don't buy everything. I have to buy some things. And the other thing, most importantly, it's about getting in touch with yourself. You know, I have this line that I use. I'm alone in this world. I was married for 23 years. I have no children. I'm divorced a long time, too. Everybody I love is dead. No big deal. You just look at life differently. And for me, again, only speaking for myself, to me, hell is taking that last breath of life and knowing that you BS'd yourself and you weren't the person you claimed to be. So what I suggest is that everyone look at themselves and saying, is this the way you want to trip out of here? Are you okay with yourself? If not, what can you do to leave this planet on a happy note, a satisfied note, and a note of respect and dignity for yourself? And I believe when more people do that, they won't take the crap from these two-bit politicians and a bunch of suck-up bureaucrats and other psychopaths and sociopaths. They'll demand greatness.
Alex.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
When I was at Bilderberg this year, and they didn't want us to be able to get around it, they'd gone and harassed everybody and said, don't let them park. They'd gone on our hotel and said, is Alex giving you any problems trying to find something? And I told the cops, you know, shame on you, the head ones, and I had some of the others apologize for it. But the last day, we're trying to walk down a side street on the sidewalk across a little road. It's not marked. You can't walk across it because it's a red curb if you can't. And we're trying to walk across it, and the cops come and block it and say, we're going to arrest you if you walk across there. And I sat there, and I said, you go ahead and arrest this then. This has been going on for about 10 minutes. And the national media was there. The Guardian wrote about this. And I said, do you want your kids growing up in a country where citizens can't walk across this entrance here to the Marriott on a side street? You know this isn't marked. And I said, it's not illegal for me to walk right across here and go over by the hotel, you know, on the city sidewalk. I said, can I walk? And I said, if you do this, you'll enforce anything that's illegal. And I said, do you want your children to live like this in this country? And he pointed across the street and he said, you see that mobile unit? My boss is watching me on a camera right now and I'll get in trouble. And I said, so you're going to follow orders? You'll do anything to follow orders. And he said, no, fine, go ahead, you guys can walk across the street. And everybody cheered, and I turned back and I said, that's what we have to fight for in America, is that we can walk on the sidewalk, past, you know, over an entrance where you're supposed to be able to walk. And again, it's not like people are even coming in and out of that entrance. It's that's how far we've come. And the Guardian wrote about a victory for liberty, that we could walk across the street. And it just shows how ridiculous this is.
that we're in, that people that work for the system are enforcing their own enslavement. People have got to just start saying, we're not going to be part of this, and start saying no.
Exactly. And it's what I said earlier. When you see an economy in decline like ours, and you see all the numbers coming out, they just came out with some new data that hardly made the news about how many young people born in poverty never make it out. And we're at the bottom of the list of all of the so-called developed nations. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts did a piece recently. He's showing that, no, our median income isn't below 1989 levels. It's below 1967 levels. The gap between the rich and the poor is the widest in the United States. They're not even industrialized nations. Half the people in this country are dying with no money in the bank. This is the behavior of the police in third world and declining nations. Like when you saw what was going on in Egypt and how much they hate the police. That's what happens in declining societies. They hate the police. They'll arrest a two-year-old, give a two-year-old kid's parents a citation. Come on, for the kid peeing, you're going to waste your time. But John the Slime Corzine, who robs segregated accounts like mine of $1.6 billion that, hey, man, I can't find it. I had it here a little while ago. Oh, and by the way, the Attorney General, yeah, the Attorney General, who Obama's Attorney General, has not brought one Wall Street head to roll. The same firm that I mentioned, the white shoe firm he used to work for, one of the white, the premier white shoe boys shirt firms that is the premier, one of the premier white collar crime criminal lawyer groups. They also represent MF Global.
Oh.
Yes, the one that John Corzine also, you know, brought
down. And the
down.
Heads of the different SECs, yeah, and things, they were all work for Goldman Sachs or directly under Corzine. I mean, this is a criminal group, and I guess they're going to take it all the way to the wall. I notice now they're starting little private cities for themselves where we're all chased by drones and combat troops and are slaves, and they're all back to the castles. I mean, they're going back to the castles.
Yeah, that's what's going on. And again, the whole game is rigged. You don't have a shot at making it straight. You know, by the way, when you're going to start seeing crime really, really start to escalate, they say that the fish rots from the head down. And everybody out there sees what's going on. And we're just riffing now about Corzine and all these other guys that get off with no time and all their money. So everybody else sees and they say, hey, if they're doing it, why shouldn't I? That's the way of the world. You have to be a sucker to play it straight. So now what you're seeing, again, when you add up all the data, as you well know, what is it now, 20% of the children are living in poverty? How many of them are going to get out? Very few. They come from nothing, they have nothing, and they'll do anything to get something. So you can see how this whole cycle of violence and crime keeps building on itself.
Which is legalized slavery, because they get the kids for petty things or even being late to class, put them in juvenile hall, they get beat up, they get inducted into a gang. Now they get an education in crime, or they become cops, and the cycle continues. It's legalized slavery. I got two final points, and I want to plug the journal here because it's so invaluable for folks out there. But guns of pot users to be confiscated. Federal court ruled they could do asset forfeiture seizure for any substance abuse, including prescription drugs, alcohol, or marijuana. So now the ATF will decide if you're a substance abuser, no judge, no jury, no 68 Gun Control Act, you're not a felon, and take your guns. So now the pot users are going to have their guns taken. And I mean, the magnitude of all of this just absolutely makes your head spin when you realize that they are just trying to bring us to a road warrior level society. Obama said he'd get our guns one way or another. I mean, what's your take on that?
Well, the take is very simple. We began this by talking about the economy. I mentioned about how young people have no reference point when they're when there used to be small farms, small businesses, small agriculture, when there were a lot of people that were in the communications business and it wasn't all closed up. It's a takeover. We're talking about the central banks in Europe tying in with the central banks in the United States. Oh, and by the way, that European Supreme Court ruling, again, with those cats in the red hats and those little red robes, they also took power out of the Bundestag, the German government, and transferred it into Brussels. So now you're going to have two major central banks working with each other, the Brussels central banks, and you mentioned Brasso before about how they're going to start taking all the power away from European nations and centralizing it. So what it is, what it all adds up to, and what we're only talking now about the details, Alex, of fascism, the merger of corporate and state powers. It's been a takeover. The corporations run the game. There was no such thing when I was a young guy of hedge funds and private equity groups owning corporations.
They put their people in every government. You look at Brazil, you look at African countries, New Zealand, it's always Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan. They've got the regulators, they got the judges. I mean, I've studied history deeply. In modern history, such a massive unification of crooks who are just literally running the police and everything else. God help us. Gerald Celente, we've got to help ourselves. God helps those that help themselves, as we know. Trust in God, but row away from the rocks. The Bedouin saying, trust in God, but tie up your camel. I mean, I guess, Hunter S. Thompson kind of ripped off that and said, trust in God, pray to God, but row away from the rocks. People need to support PrisonPlanet.tv. They need to subscribe. They need to share their username and passcode with up to 6 people. They need to spread the word by word of mouth, because information and awareness and resistance can stop this. And they need to support the organic farms and the small shops. And I go to secondhand shops for clothes. You can find even better stuff for nothing, because it is about the quality. But like getting back to you, the Trends Journal, world class. I mean, I can't learn much from quite a few people, but I learned something eagerly from that when you were nice enough to send us the PDF of it even before the physical magazine comes out. The weekly alerts, all of it at trendsjournal.com. Tell people, if you never plug yourself, how they can subscribe, how they can sign up, and even if they can hear you here for free coming on once a month or something, hey, support somebody. Because look, turns out $500 million, and I already knew this, but it was now in the news, of stimulus money went to MSNBC to push their anti-freedom crap, to not hire anybody, but to give bonuses to all those propagandists. They also got another $500 million a few years ago in the bailout of the companies that own NBC. I mean, it's so classic. These are literally paid mercenary mouthpieces in mainstream media. You and I, in our operations, we don't have that. And so people need to understand, if they're watching out there on the internet, you need to support this information.
Yeah, the more people that support people like you, myself, and others that are putting out the word, the greater the chances are that we're going to move into a more positive future. If they keep putting their money in with the people that are raping them, guess what? They're going to continue to get raped. So the more that comes in, the more we can put out. It's as simple as that. And with the Trends Journal, which our website is trendsjournal.com, we know that people are having a difficult time, and we offer a discount request. There's a little form there. Just fill it out. Nothing personal. We try to make the Trends Journal available to everyone. And the reason we do it is because the purpose of the Trends Journal, it's not about me, it's about you. It's about helping you prepare, helping you survive, helping you thrive, so that you could plan for the future. And if you see the future coming, then you know how to navigate it. And I have to say that, we've been around since 32 years, and our track record is second to none. And we're very fearful of what's going to go on in the future, and we need you to help us make a better future and a better present. By the way, I hate these politicians that say, I want to make the world better for our children and our children's children. How about making it better right now? And that's what the Trends Journal is really about, making it better now.
We'll be right back with this amazing interview with Gerald Celente.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
And we are back, my fellow Liberty lovers, with the final installment, the conclusion of this amazing interview with Gerald Celente.
In closing here, Gerald, we'll let you go because I know you're a busy man. I appreciate the hour you just spent with us. Very gracious. It's very simple. People need to subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv and spread the word. And they need to subscribe to TrendsJournal.com. They need, just like you in your speech said, support your local farmers market and shops. People really better support us because we're facing, you know, possible, you know, prison or being killed. I'm not going to lie here, folks. This is real.
No, it's real. All you have to do is look what's going on around the world. It's going to play near a neighborhood near you. And you, as you well know, who are the first people they eliminate? The intellectuals, the people that are showing what's going on. They hate us because we're exposing the fraud. And as I said, you know, when you're talking about they're evil. To me, man, they're members of the anti-human race. There's a big galaxy out there. Look up into the sky. I don't know where these cats are coming from. But boy, they don't have the heart or soul or anybody that I know. You know, I watched all of the both conventions. And I have to because of my job. And I could not believe this show that they put on. One lie after another. Every cheap applause line you could believe. And then I have to tell you, you know, they put on a great show. It's part Super Bowl halftime and mega church revival meeting. And the sheep will buy it. And so when you see the level of manipulation and weigh that against the emptiness of what they say and all of the broken promises, what do people expect? No one would associate with these kind of people in business or in life or in relationships. Yet we're handing over our lives to them. So yes, you know, yeah, we need the more, again, the more that we get, the more that we could give. I know how much you give. I know how much you're out there. I don't know how hard you work, but I only could imagine because I know what I have to do to stay, you know, on top of the news and ahead of the trends. It's nonstop. So the more people that help us, the more it helps everybody.
Well, and I think what we're getting down to it is we're all in this together. I mean, I'll go back 10 years ago. Sitting there watching the globalists engage and divide and conquer. And at some levels, you know, not that you even dislike people, but they're taught to dislike you. So you go, well, fine, I dislike you too. I at a very deep level understand now that that is the enemy completely because that's how the globalists win. Humanity is in this together. The ruling elite are scientifically playing us off against each other. They're cold-blooded. They are malfunctioning. They're screwed up people. You're right. They're not on team humanity.
No, they're anti-human. They're the anti-human race. Oh, and one more thing. Turn on any TV station. Go to any cable station you want. Where do you see the news like you deliver the news on your TV show? Nowhere, no place, no how.
Well, Gerald Celente, I think this was the most powerful talk we've ever had, and I think that's because we are now coming down the line over in the Middle East, Africa, Latin America, Asia. They're already dying by the millions of starvation every year. 15 million a year adults, about 15 million children, 30 million. They're already being bombed by drones. They're already being, you know, Western governments funding the next group to attack them. They're already living in huts with mosquitoes biting them all day. They're already watching their kids starve to death. And I just feel sorry for all the dumb yuppies out there. Because you have no idea what you're getting ready to face if this goes all the way. Gerald Celente, final comment.
Well, yeah, you really said it because, you know, when you're seeing what's going on over there, it's going to happen here. You don't have to have a stretch of the imagination to figure it out. You, as we're talking, anybody could go on the computer and do your own homework and add up the embassies that are being attacked. Add up the ones that are being burned. Add up all of the violence going on. It's going to happen here, as I said. And when it does, false flag or real, bam, the hammer's going to come down. The gates are going to go up and freedom is going to be lost. It's going to be the end of the United States of America. It's happening in front of us. This is not a stretch of the imagination. We saw what happened with 9/11. We get a couple of more like that, even smaller. Woof, the clamps come on, the curtain goes down, and it's going to be hell to live in this country.
Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com, TrendsJournal.com. Thank you so much. A very powerful radio broadcast.
Hey, thank you, Alex, for all you're doing.
Well, that's all the time we have for this extensive and informative Gerald Celente interview. We're going to go to break and come back with a two-part investigation into Agenda 21. And let me tell you, since I've sent my researchers and reporters out, it's worse than even I knew. Yeah, you think that Alex Jones knows it all? Think again. We're about to premiere these reports with Aaron Dykes and Melissa Milton when we come back.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Words of violence break the silence. Come crashing in.
This is the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Aaron Dykes.
And I'm Melissa Melton. Agenda 21 is not a conspiracy theory, and while it may seem harmless or even helpful on the surface, it is a UN-inspired, banker-funded scheme to institute a global government from the ground up. Right here, right now, our country is being taken over in the name of sustainable development.
Local environmental groups are meeting in towns across America backed by big federal grant money, but behind that, entities like the Rockefeller Foundation. Their sustainable community meetings are not only a takeover, but a buy-in to a planned society controlled by a psychopathic elite, all sold with a smile. So to find out more, we decided to investigate some of those local meetings taking place in Texas to find out about the dark deception behind this Agenda 21 scheme.
They had growth on them so quickly and so heavily, they didn't have time to plan.
What is sustainable development?
Conservation of energy resources.
People that live there maybe don't have to drive as much.
Concentrated and balanced growth.
Concentrated and balanced growth.
And the kind of growth you want to see.
To help you achieve the vision.
Higher density mixed-use development in the center of town.
How compact or not is it creating this much more interconnected grid?
Growth here is more balanced.
Housing and jobs balance with the stakeholder committee's participation in line with the Sustainable Places Project.
The Housing and Urban Development Department of the United States awarded Sustainable Communities Regional Planning Grants to Texas.
giving $3.7 million to the Capital Area Council of Governments in a project that spanned Austin, Texas, as well as neighboring rural communities that include Elgin, Lockhart, Hutto, and Dripping Springs. The grant specifies guidelines for energy use and climate change mitigation, as well as the integration of smart housing, nearby job sectors, and integrated transportation systems. The members of the project we spoke with in Elgin were apparently unaware of HUD's related agenda to the larger Agenda 21 program.
Agenda what?
Agenda 21.
What's the number stand for?
21st century.
And what does that mean?
You can look it up on the internet.
Well, I'm not familiar with it at all, so I couldn't comment on that. So I'm not sure what their criteria or their outline is.
Respectfully, there is no national treaty that obligates local governments to follow Agenda 21. That just doesn't exist. That's a myth.
We're promoting sustainable, responsible development. But it's nothing to do with the United Nations. I mean, you know, if that's just paranoia. Sorry.
In fact, there is an international agenda at work. Austin is a model city for the ICLEI, the NGO partnered with the United Nations to push for local Agenda 21 implementation. In the name of sustainability, they've taken on some of the most ambitious carbon cuts in the entire nation and are a model for energy conservation and zero waste. And unelected regional boards are drawing the rest of Central Texas into this international scheme, all in the name of sustainability. Among other groups, Smart Growth America and the ICLEI Local Governments for Sustainability USA Group specifically congratulated the cities and towns receiving these HUD grants for sustainable communities and regional planning. So it is absurd to claim that there is no international agenda interacting with these local communities as they attempt to implement sustainable development goals.
Well, I know a lot about Agenda 21, and I don't have any concerns because I don't think this project is driven by the international community or even by the national community. I think it's driven by Elgin, Texas.
Except it's been implemented nationally under treaty, and these grants are coming from the federal level. I think it's really dishonest not to admit there's an Agenda 21 motive.
Sustainability is just about letting local communities decide for themselves.
We had heard so much about what Agenda 21 wasn't, we decided to interview a professor that teaches it. This is Dean Almy, an associate professor and director of graduate programs in urban design and landscape architecture at the University of Texas.
Now in Texas, Texas Triangle is one of the 10 identified mega regions of the United States. And the projections, which were pretty much just confirmed by the recent census data that was released, are that populations in the Texas Triangle will double in the next 20 to 30 years. And one of the big problems, of course, is that it starts to create new towns, new communities, but are they really communities? Are they really towns when they're all sort of evolving in a really short time?
He teaches Agenda 21 courses at the university.
So the course I teach, which I call Agenda 21, really deals with the question of sustainable urbanism. How do we begin to sort of build the city more sustainably moving forward?
What is Agenda 21, kind of a brief overview, and why you feel that it's an important plan?
Well, it was a resolution of the United Nations, where a number of countries got together, ostensibly in Rio, also called the Rio Declaration, to begin to look at the way in which humans were occupying the world, the state of the world, the state of civilization in the world, how we were using resources, whether the consumption of resources and global development was being achieved ecologically and equitably.
And when recently asked about the UN's plan by a San Antonio-based news station, he was quoted as saying, "It's changing the status quo of how we operate as a country that is developing, and so it's threatening to some people. Urban design by its nature is about the collective good and isn't necessarily about the freedom of any one person to do whatever the hell they want."
So I was going to ask you if you wanted to talk about that quote a little bit.
Well, I mean, already, you know, if we're looking for code words, okay, so already in that quote is the term collective. which, you know, a conspiracy theorist could somehow associate with, you know, I don't know, the Soviet Union, right? And that's not
communism.
That's not the intent. You know, collective just means us together as a society. So I kind of stand behind that, actually. Cities are not individual constructs built by single people. Cities are collective constructs where we all live together, and we have to balance the needs of individuals and the needs of collective society. And cities, by their very nature, would be very difficult to construct and manage and develop if they were all sort of politically anarchic.
Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Visioning meetings rely on the Delphi technique, a manipulation tactic wherein a facilitator ensures a public forum goes as planned with a predetermined outcome already decided upon by those who ultimately called the meeting. The Delphi technique was created by the Rand Corporation in the 1950s for the U.S. Department of Defense to use as a psychological weapon during the Cold War. While community feedback is encouraged, the final outcome is driven by leading questions and preset answers. Notice in this presentation how your participation automatically equals acceptance. These same exact strategies were outlined in detail in the local Agenda 21 handbook. We saw this at both sustainable development meetings we attended. No matter what answer a community member chose, it all fed into the Agenda 21 plan already underway. The project planners admitted they weren't working with a blank slate, but were instead following a plan already mapped out by so-called stakeholders.
What we want to be really clear about is that we're not starting from sort of an empty slate. Your community has done a lot of work in setting in place lots of plans and policies like the comprehensive plan.
We're planners. We've been involved in projects mostly in central Austin and in, around that area. We worked on the Miller redevelopment for many years. We're still working on it. The downtown Austin plan. We're working on several master plan communities around the region. A lot of our focus on urban infill and redevelopment.
And have you ever heard of Agenda 21?
Yes, but just recently.
Is this a part of that plan?
No.
Is it affiliated in any way?
No.
The reason I ask is because you use a lot of the same terminology, visioning workshops and sustainable development, and a lot of that falls under that plan, and I just didn't know.
Well, that is very traditional planning talk from the last probably 30 years. So we always talk about, you know, having a vision. What is the general big picture vision?
But there's a larger agenda going on. I mean, this is a regional development. It didn't start here in Elgin. These proposals didn't originate here in Elgin. They're being done in other cities.
I think these proposals did originate here in Elgin.
Why are all these plans springing up all at once at the same exact time, all over the country, all over every city? It's not a coordinated effort.
Well, I don't want to be contentious with you. I would just say that I think that's a myth. They're not springing up all over the country. In this whole region, there's four cities looking at it.
In fact, these sustainable communities were popping up in nearly every major metro area across the country, all funded by HUD. And these sustainable communities are pursuing the international agenda under President Obama's Partnership for Sustainable Communities, joining together the policies and regulations of housing and urban development, the Department of Traffic, and the EPA.
I actually went to my first sustainable development meeting last week. They received a federal grant from Obama's Partnership for Sustainable Communities, and they seem to use a lot of the same language in Agenda 21. I didn't know if you knew about those sustainable meetings that have been happening around here and if those are somehow connected.
Well, there are a number of layers of sustainability, I mean, almost to the point where the term itself is sort of overused. But here at the School of Architecture, we have a Center for Sustainable Development, which does get grants from foundations, sometimes from federal government, usually from philanthropic foundations. And they are a clearinghouse for a whole series of different initiatives.
Texas has been faced with so-called smart growth proposals for well over a decade now. For years, bureaucrats in the Texas area laughed in the faces of activists even as they gave passionate speeches defying the implementation of toll roads and other unnecessary infrastructure already owned by the state of Texas and its citizens. Instead, unelected regional boards like Campo moved the measures forward as best they could, while insiders who amounted to little more than thieves skimmed off the top and made millions off of secret deals. And yet we see some of the same regional players pushing for further development in the name of sustainability.
The Central Texas Vision for Growth was directed by CAPCOG, Trust for Public Land, and Envision Central Texas. These entities, in turn, are shaped and steered by countless environmental groups controlled and funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, George Soros, and Ted Turner, among others. Their alignment with Agenda 21 is well documented. Sustainable development was coined by the United Nations to mask a covert takeover at the local level. Land conservation and smart growth planning have been used to subsidize insiders, allowing development to be hijacked while the system picks winners and losers, reaping the profits at our expense.
Everything in green is the protected area. So you see there's not really much protected areas 15 years ago. 2 years ago, this is the work that we did. All this land was purchased by cities or by the city of Austin or the county, and we use our funds and our political clout to encourage the city to purchase these lands for protection.
Has any of that been developed on?
Yes. So this does not mean there is no development. What it means is that the development is done in a sustainable and ecologically friendly way.
By implementing Agenda 21, it's a local implementation. It's from the bottom up kind of thing. That by putting all these regulations environmentally and putting them on the urban areas that, you know, are usually the economic centers for cities, that you're sort of picking winners and losers in a way, because you're saying that only people who will adhere to these things are allowed to develop, and so there's kind of a bigger agenda there with that. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
I would turn it around a little bit, and I would say, I don't know that we're picking winners or losers. This is not a kind of environmental nepotism that's going on. I mean, but I think it's a mistake to think that rules don't already exist everywhere.
The United Nations has made its anti-private property stance abundantly clear. Quote, land cannot be treated as an ordinary asset controlled by individuals. Private land ownership is also a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth, and therefore contributes to social injustice. The provision of decent dwellings and healthy conditions for the people can only be achieved if land is used in the interest of society as a whole.
First of all, we have to believe that humans need to live kind of symbiotically with the earth, that we're not here to dominate the earth. You know, when the United States was founded, and many of the original sort of authors and thinkers who wrote about, you know, society in the U.S. and people like Thoreau, for example, there was a sort of idea that the U.S. was this great wilderness, that we could just go out and sort of settle the wilderness and be pioneers and live on our own and be independent. I don't think it's like that anymore. I mean, there's very little wilderness left in the United States.
Sustainable development is the philosophy designed to bring human beings across the globe under the full control of a narrow human elite.
It's a 40-chapter document to basically control the world. It's based entirely on socialist control mechanisms.
Sustainable developers have designed a global movement coordinated through a global to local action plan to create world government in accordance with certain objectives. An end to national sovereignty, the abolition of private property, the restructure of the family unit, and increasing limitations and restrictions on mobility and individual opportunity.
Professor Almy admitted plans to restrict travel were ecologically necessary, and his contempt for the family and Western civilization was thinly veiled.
You know, the suburbs bring with them their own kind of tyranny, right? One is, public space is almost non-existent in terms of real public space. There's lots of lawn, right? But real collective public space. There's the tyranny, I would argue, of you know, the nuclear family, and not that that's tyranny in itself, it's not, but the wife having to drive their kids to everything, having to drop your kids off at school, having to pick your kids up at school, having to drive them to Little League, having to, everything is about one member of a family having to basically play a support role while another member works. And everything is sort of geared that way, and it's actually quite expensive. So things like the automobile and the amount of infrastructure that families use to economically to support living in an environment dominated by patterns that are automobile dependent is a big problem.
This is an Agenda 21 map that claims that that is what, if Agenda 21 was fully implemented, the United States would look like. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
I haven't seen this map before.
And this is something that opponents have said is the ultimate plan of Agenda 21. I didn't know if you had heard of this map or seen it before.
I haven't seen the map before, but I know where some of the principles behind the map come from. It's trying to kind of suggest that if we were to develop networks of water, networks of plant habitat, networks of animal habitat, networks of human habitat, how would these networks begin to interact? What areas would need to be preserved from development?
There is a pretty great fear of this. I found a lot out there.
You bet.
This plan. And it really will somehow end property rights, people's personal property rights, that it will end national sovereignty eventually, and give it up to a whole global entity now that will kind of take control over everything. That's kind of the general sense.
You know what will end national sovereignty faster than some fictitious conspiracy based on the United Nations Declaration? Major ecological catastrophe. You know? And you know, to be honest, in my opinion, I think one has to come to terms with the fact that such things as global warming exist. If you don't believe global warming exists, or if you believe that man is on this planet to dominate the world, then you don't care about these things.
It should be noted that the professor admitted to democratic socialist leanings once the cameras were off, and that his father worked for the CIA, as evidenced by a paperweight he displayed on his desk during the interview. While he talked in circles on many concepts and seemed to contend that he knew what was best for humanity, he refused to acknowledge any nefarious motives behind Agenda 21.
Most of the people here in Elgin don't know or care what Agenda 21 is. I don't care what Agenda 21's agenda is.
Think about it. These local planners are trying to concentrate smart growth in small towns of barely 15,000 people in the second largest state in the nation, encompassing hundreds of miles of empty land. In fact, experts have even come forward to say that the world's entire population of 7 billion could fit here in Texas comfortably with no problem. It doesn't make any sense. But make no mistake, what does make sense is that these local sustainable development meetings are nothing more than a green mask trying to hide a global takeover in plain sight.
Takeover doesn't even begin to explain it. There really are no words for this level of evil and greed. These are just front groups we've analyzed in the video today. But when you look at the real players behind them, the bankers, the people with connections to families like the Rockefellers, you begin to understand the true corruption, the real nature of evil, where mega wealth aligns with an agenda to destroy humanity and control our future for their gain. For the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Aaron Dykes.
And I'm Melissa Mount. I'm Melissa Melton, reporting for InfoWars.com. As Agenda 21, the United Nations plan to take control of the world from the local level up, grows across America under the guise of the Green Movement, our national sovereignty, our personal freedom, and our very way of life is under attack.
What is Agenda 21 for new listeners? Why is it important? And what are the new big developments? I mean, is it safe to say the battle is joined right now, Rosa?
For people who don't know what Agenda 21 is, it's basically, it's not what is Agenda 21, it's almost what isn't. It is the blueprint. It is the action plan to inventory and control all land, all water, all plants, all minerals, all construction, all animals, all means of production, all energy, all information, and all human beings in the world. It is a completely comprehensive plan. It's global, and it's implemented locally.
Agenda 21 highlights include the destruction of the family unit in the name of sustainable development, with people being forced to live in tight, compact cities and high-rise stack 'em and pack 'em apartments no bigger than this 16-by-16-foot space. I decided to ask people what they thought about the UN's plan to get people on the grid. So, would you live in a house no bigger than the size of this square?
It feels like a jail cell. No way.
I mean, it's impossible.
Well, you know, it depends on what my options would be. If this was the only option, I'm sure it would be living under a bridge.
You need one at least twice this size. Yeah, three times as big, really. Yeah, I've lived in one about this size, and it was like being an animal in a box or something.
Would you do it for the good of the earth?
Yes, I would.
Have you ever heard of Agenda 21?
I haven't.
No.
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 Agenda 21 is a plan we've been signed on to with the United Nations where we give up our property rights and freedom and be forced to live in apartments no bigger than this square. What do you think about that?
I think that's terrible. It sounds kind of like Chinese foreign policy or interior policy regarding their house and how they're controlling all aspects of your life.
I don't think it sounds fair.
This map, entitled Simulated Reserve and Corridor System to Protect Biodiversity, illustrates how the UN's Agenda 21 plan would work in the United States. Under this takeover, all personal property rights would cease to exist. The red zones, which make up the map's majority, will be mandated for little to no human use. The yellow zones are buffer zones for highly regulated use. Only in the scant green areas is any normal human use allowed. The tiny black dots are the dense megacities, where transportation will be tightly controlled, freedom will be restricted, and people will be packed in like sardines, living in tiny 275-square-foot units amounting to little more than jail cells, all in the name of saving the earth.
Let's move right along now to Agenda 21 micro-apartment scheme being beta-tested in New York City. Yeah, they passed a law last year, 2011, in Germany, saying that all new homes by 2020 could not be single parent. You've got to live in these big dormitories. And now Bloomberg, who wants to control what you eat and what you do and ban your guns, says these studios and one-bedroom apartments, they're like closets, will be no bigger than 275 to 300 square feet. That's called a tiny supermax cell. These tiny living spaces are smaller than currently allowed by building regulations. And they say this is good for the earth. See, they can raise more taxes. They'll charge you more for a 200-square-foot cell than for a 1,000-foot. This is how this works. More for less, the eugenics Agenda 21 post-industrial slave model.
They're actually already beta testing these micro apartments in New York City and San Francisco. Have you heard of that?
I haven't. I'm afraid not.
I think we need to support abandoning this idea.
Well, it's not going to happen if they're dealing with humans, because no one's going to bow down and say, yes, we are living in this. Not everybody's going to do it.
Yeah.
But
as Agenda 21 creeps across the country, more and more people will be forced to face it. While sustainable development may sound like a beneficial idea, is giving up all of our liberty in the name of the greater good really such a good idea? I'm Melissa Melton, reporting for InfoWars Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.